homes and twice as many families who need somewhere to live. Today, a new initiative has been launched in Leeds to try and tackle the problem. The event at a green housing scheme, Greenhouse, in Beeston, was compared by George Clark, presenter of the Channel 4 programme The Great British Property Scandal. When we spoke earlier, I wondered, good though it is to be talking about the issue, what can actually be done?
Well, I think we need to do things differently. I think we've realised over the last 20 years that the way that we've built housing or created affordable housing hasn't been good enough. It hasn't happened at the pace that it should do to meet the demand. So I think we need to make councils think differently. We need to get the public involved in a very different way. And we need, something like for one, we need to procure the building process in a completely different way. And I think not many people realise that the biggest group, the biggest body, if you like, of house builders last year were self-builders in Britain. It wasn't the big house builders that we normally think about, but self-builders. And I think if there's a way that we can promote self-building and people to take the initiative themselves and bring these empties back into use, it's going to be far more effective, it's going to be cheaper for the economy, it's going to cut through all the red tape that councils and governments struggle with. And if you like, it's going to give power to the people to be able to get these empties back into use, because the impact of empty homes all over Britain is just awful. It's not just about the houses, it's about an empty house. One single empty house can bring down the price of a street overall, and if you have mass empty homes in an area, obviously you get a population decrease, businesses go out of use, the pubs close, the shops close. The social impact of that is just awful, and we need to turn it around as quickly as possible.
You make a very persuasive case, but here we are talking at a time of austerity, and it's great to have a big-name TV presenter like yourself involved with this. But in terms of actually tackling it, I mean, where you are, which we've talked about on the programme before, and is a fabulous development at Greenhouse, it is literally a one-off, isn't it?
It is, and that's been a developer has come in and taken on an old derelict abandoned building and transformed it into something amazing, not just in an ecological way, but socially it's absolutely transformed this area, and it's been fantastic for businesses as well.
So how do you replicate, I suppose is my question, how do you take what you've, not making it identical, but how do you take the ideas of what is a one-off, which is in a sense part of the problem, and put that onto a bigger scale?
Yeah, I mean, I've literally just had a chat with a guy who runs a small social enterprise bringing empty homes back into use. He works with colleges, he works with apprenticeship schemes. He's managed to raise funding because he's been dealing for 20 years, so he's built up a little property portfolio that he can borrow against, if you like. And even in these times of austerity, he's pushing himself to do it in the most affordable way possible. And I asked him how many... everything he's doing is brilliant. It's dealing with homeless people and people in need who need a roof over their head. It instills confidence in those people, and it transforms the streets and the houses that he brings back into use. And I said to him, why isn't this happening on a national scale? And he said, well, I'm only set up to do 25 units every 3 years. And you look at what he's doing in the financial model, it's absolutely brilliant. It's really amazing.
So there's a scale issue here. Is there an ambition issue as well?
Is there a what, sorry?
An ambition issue as well. The sort of people who can actually do this, realising that this is a way forward.
Absolutely. And I think my job, as I see it, is to try and kind of help and support and advise people to show them the way, to show them these opportunities, because they are out there. There are people out there who are doing great work. And we don't necessarily have to go down the route of the big house builders knocking down lots of empty homes and building new ones at their rate. They do it the way they want it. They supply the housing industry at the level that they want to get the housing prices that they need to make their profits.
Let me just ask you a final question.
It doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah, I mean, the problem in the first place, where did this come from? How did it originate? Because the perception a lot of people listening to us this afternoon will have is that this has been getting worse, not better. Where did it all start?
To be honest, this has been happening for the last 30 or 40 years. The Empty Homes Agency has been going for over 20 years and campaigning about this. This isn't something new. And it's been a combination of many, many, many different things. Even going back as far as, 1979, when Margaret Thatcher came in with the right to buy. Sounds great in principle, isn't it, that we can buy our own properties and be a homeowner, which is good in one sense because it creates stability in areas where you have people who stay in an area for a long time. But when we weren't building enough affordable homes to replace them, the whole system fell apart. We've taken 1.5 million affordable homes out of the system since 1979, and we're not building enough new ones. And because there's been so much demand and such a low level of supply, that's why house prices have gone through the roof and have become unaffordable. And then the previous government, the Labour government, brought in Pathfinder, which was a regeneration scheme. The idea behind that sounded good in principle. Let's knock down some old terraced houses that aren't very ecological, and let's build brand new ones and give everyone a front garden and a back garden. Sounded great. Cost an absolute fortune to do. We demolished